Now I like to get out nice and early for a stroll, because otherwise we might be sitting in the car for a lot of the day. So I've got Alistair and Margot with us here. Give me your impressions, Alistair, of Disneyland.
Really enjoyed it. Too many people, but then again, that's the attraction of it. I'd love 10% of the takings on one day.
What did we work out? How many did we say were there, roughly?
We reckoned probably 40, 50,000 people.
And $100
$100 at a time, and that's without the franchising. So you're talking of a lot of money every day. And we were there during the daytime. When we were leaving, people were still coming in because the place doesn't close till midnight.
And no cheaper ticket, was it?
And no cheaper ticket. No sort of half-day tickets allow you to come in just for a wander around. So you can understand why people living locally would get the season ticket, because it is a lot cheaper to do that. And they can do it on a monthly basis as well. You pay $80 down and you pay so many dollars per month as an ongoing thing. But excellent idea, but a bit naff that you can't get a half day ticket if you're coming in late in the afternoon or early evening.
They're coining it.
They're definitely coining it. And while they've got it, I can understand why they want to do it.
Margot, favourite ride for you?
The first one, what was it?
Thunder Mountain?
Yeah.
Funny enough, I said that just a few minutes ago. I thought the first and the last.
And the last.
Yeah. Mm. Now, which, if any, was a bit of a disappointment? Anything at all?
What was the second one that we went on?
Second one was like, was that the jungle trip sort of thing?
Well, the jungle cruise was a bit naff.
Children, yes. Adults,
no.
And what about that one where we went round the world? Did you like that one?
Sylvania's. That was good. But again, it was a bit naff.
Put you back to your childhood.
Put you back to your childhood. And that stupid song about it's a small world. It would be nice if they changed the tune a little bit and put a few more words in.
We knew it by the time we got round, didn't we?
As everybody else
because
did.
Because you're adults.
Okay, tell me what you thought about the Hillbilly Show.
Oh, I thought that was excellent. But the two little girls dancing in front of the stage just made it.
Yeah, I think the two little girls at the front doing their own little thing because of the music was on, that was also very good. That was sort of totally off the cuff, unexpected. The guys, I think, could have played on that a little bit more.
Okay, I'm going to go to the meal next, because I don't know about you, I was absolutely disappointed with cornbread. I had no idea what to expect. It was like a crumbly cake. Horrible.
No, I didn't mind that. I thought it was not bad at all.
In the middle of ribs?
Yeah.
A sponge cake? You wouldn't eat a sponge cake back then.
No, but if you noticed that Melanie ate all her ribs and her chicken, her main meal first, and then afterwards it looked as if she picked up the corn cake as a dessert.
Oh, okay. I didn't see any grits. Did you see any grits?
No.
I don't even know what grits are.
Grits were getting your teeth. No, I've no idea what grits are.
Maybe the bowl of beans, maybe they were grits. Hey, I will have to check on that.
I don't know
what grits are. Anybody out there know what grits are? I remember seeing them in the Beverly Hillbillies.
But the coleslaw was very good.
Piquant. It was nice, wasn't it? Picante. Sharp.
It was very sharp.
Yeah.
And the ribs, again, like everything else, it was a minimum price of $21.95 a head. You didn't get that amount of money in food.
No. They say you can eat all. But I mean, having said that, let's be quite honest about this. Sorry, Americans, this is just as an objective comment. I'm amazed at the number of, and we're assuming that they're Americans, but they did tend to be Americans by the accent, the number of overweight, and I'm talking about grotesquely overweight people that we saw. Margot, as a nurse, what did you feel as a nurse?
Well, yes, they are, but Britain is exactly the same now.
Spain isn't, by the way. Spain, we're beginning to see a few. I personally think it's McDonald's and the fast food chains.
It's not the fast food.
Yeah.
It's the convenience foods, that because it's easier to just go in, McDonald's, KFC, drive in, bang. You've got your meal, you don't have to worry about it, and it's done and dusted.
Okay.
And it's full of all the the nasties.
Not the best things.
No.
You were going to use a German word there, weren't you? Beginning with K and ending with P. Just one vowel. Ah. Now, the when we went to It's a Small World, there was a very grotesquely overweight girl in her uniform. And I thought at the time, the two don't sit comfortably. I mean, if you're going to wear a uniform, it's difficult to actually, you know, but you, I mean, I'm being probably fattest, you know, it's something that really is easier for us to say because we're not particularly overweight. But, I mean, if you're going to wear uniforms, if you're a big person, it's going to be more difficult, isn't it?
Yeah, uniforms don't flatter a big person.
No,
no.
But, I mean, that Melanie, I think the girl's name was, that you were speaking to. A lovely personality, a very, very nice personality.
They're all lovely.
And I think the one thing we've got to say for the Americans and the theme park, the service was good, wasn't it?
Oh, the service was excellent, and everybody had a smile on their face. And the other thing, and I don't know whether you've already said this, the amount of, we'll use the word, more elderly? No, is elderly the right word?
Yeah, no, elderly's okay.
The amount of elderly people they had working in the theme park.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
And everybody spoke. Nobody sort of was grumpy. Anybody would help you. Even here, walking around the hotel, we've said hello to people, and they all say hello. And the little lady who came out last night to give us the extra cups and couldn't speak a word of English, but she was very helpful at the end of the day. Mm. You know.
Okay, we're going to finish with a look at the last ride. So this was the Star Tours, and I actually thought this, and I'm actually speaking to somebody who turned out to be not a friend of ours, Alistair. I don't know if you saw there was a picture that went up on the screen.
Yeah, the enemy.
As the enemy, the spy. How did you feel being the spy in that ride?
I saw that picture and I thought, oh God, that's not me.
But it's quite funny because we queued for hours. Well, there wasn't hours. We did queue for quite a while. Then we get in and I thought the whole thing was like the building up of the tension. And then suddenly you're looking at the screen and the screen's telling you that you are the spy for this
good,
particular ride.
Good, mm-hmm. Good.
Yeah.
I thought the last two actually, the last two were the ones with the Star Wars laser guns and all that.
Yeah.
That was quite good.
Yeah.
Because I could see Alistair feeling pretty good on a score of...
Over to 20,000.
And your score was...
I'm not saying.
And Anne's score was 7,000. And normally, I'm awful on these things.
Yeah.
23,000. I couldn't believe it.
Well, it was an easy thing, because it needs to be easy for everybody to get some pleasure out of it as well, doesn't
it?
It
needs to be easier for me.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I was doing, but I was doing it right. Traffic on a Saturday morning. Now, if we look at our motorway in Spain, say we go to the local A7, I don't think we'd have this much traffic at this time of day on a Saturday. This, of course, is just outside of Los Angeles. What about UK, M6, Saturday morning?
Same difference. It is busy. You know, we often say this if we go out, where are all these people going at this time of day? It's the weekend. But people are out and about. You see mountain bikes stuck on the back of their cars. They're going either north or south, east or west. It is always full. When I go back to Nottingham on a Sunday night, I leave the house at 7:30, 7:45. The road is chocker.
So if you go to what's beginning to be a big issue here in America, it's the price of the gas, or the petrol for us, or the diesel, whatever. I think this is going to be an absolutely monster issue here in the American elections, which of course don't come up till November. But I mean, this many people travelling on the roads is going to be... They don't put that price of gas too high, do they?
No, they can't. But at the same time, you've also got the amount of people. We're standing in the car park of the Crown Plaza at the moment, and you look at the large vehicles that are gas guzzlers. Mm. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Yeah.
There's 9 vehicles in immediate proximity which will be drinking fuel. They're not economical vehicles. And as Melanie said yesterday when I mentioned it to her, she said, Americans are still very much big car orientated. A lot more Minis on the road, the BMW Minis and the smaller smart
Fiat.
Car.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of Fiats.
I've seen a couple of the Fiats as well. But in the main, Americans still are doggedly hanging on to their big vehicles. Mm. And until they have changed that attitude, it'll continue.
Observations from a theme park, which has got to be a good cross-section of the population. I did see a lot more Asians here, and that was a comment made to us when we first got here. Did you notice that?
Yep. A lot of
probably Vietnamese.
Yeah.
I don't think many were Chinese, actually. It seemed to be more, I would go for probably more Vietnamese than Chinese. I saw a party of Chinese, but I think that was all, and a couple of Japanese, but lots of Vietnamese girls.
Again, it also depends on what the attraction being here is. You know, are they here just on holiday, or because obviously the sort of the Far East economy now is building up, as we all know, China, India, those economies are getting bigger and bigger. So does it have a knock-on effect for other smaller countries like Vietnam?
Well, I think Vietnam...
Or are we talking about...
The legacy from the war,
wars,
I think probably. Okay, Margot, last point. Cost-wise, it's a family theme park. Were you surprised at how many people were there?
Totally. So expensive for a family. And then they get in, we pay the initial entrance price, but then for young children, you're going to end up buying them things. If you haven't got a lunch with you, you're going to buy lunch. You're going to be out an absolute fortune by the end of the day.
Well, I was astonished when there was a little child in a pram, and the cut-off age for the three. I mean, I was going to say, oh, come on, he's okay, he's just... I would have turned a blind eye. What about you?
Well, yes, but I think... Personally, I think the parents were trying to fly one anyway. I think the child was older.
Okay, so we're standing in the car park in Anaheim, and that's our observations of a visit to Disneyland yesterday.